Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, boys and girls, let's celebrate some birthdays. Get out 81 candles for this guy.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well.
That, of course, is Gordon Lightfoot. Again, he turns 81 today. One of the great singer-songwriters of our time, Bob Gaudio, is 78.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Yep, he wrote that one. Martin Scorsese is 77 today. Here he's telling David Letterman about a De Niro Pesci scene in Raging Bull.
The last punch, just as I yell cut, Bob just hit, by accident, really, the protective gear on the chest of Joe, and we heard this oomph. And I said, Bob, that was great. I said, what was that? That was a broken rib.
Lauren Hutton has a birthday today. She is 76.
How many languages do you speak?
5 or 6.
Plus the international language.
Yeah, we all smile. That's international. Danny DeVito, one of the funniest guys around, celebrates number 75 today.
Here's my hack line.
You're a cab driver? Uh-huh. What do you mean busting my chops here? Make them believe you're a regular person. Go wait over there. I'll call your name and number. Till then, keep your mouth shut.
From Taxi to Philadelphia, the guy I think is just funny. Lorne Michaels has a birthday today. He turns 75. He's telling Bloomberg here about Saturday Night Live hosts.
On stage, so there are lots of people who are very good at that, but then there's also cameras, and also the script is constantly changing up to the last minute. So it takes a level of focus, and there's a point at which the host really just gives up and goes, you just have to trust it at this point, that it will all come together.
Tom Terrific, Tom Seaver, turns 75 as well today. This is what he did against the Cardinals in 1978.
Seaver with a pause, the check and the pitch. He bounces to first base. Dreesen has it. He goes to the bag and Seaver got it. Tom Seaver has pitched his first major league no-hitter.
And Daisy Fuentes turns 53 today. This is from her MTV days.
No, I need to know it all, David.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll work on getting some information out of this guy. He's the quiet, shy type, as you can tell. Anyway, check out this video. We'll be back.
Now, you may have to explain to the kids and the grandkids today that MTV, yes, it actually used to play music videos. And finally, Tab Benoit turns 52 today. So happy birthday to those folks, and to you, if today is your birthday, this Sunday, November 17th. I hope it's one of the best days ever. By the way, one of the things that happened on this day, 1968, can you believe this? NBC cut away from the final minutes of the Jets-Raiders game to show Heidi. And the Raiders came back to beat the Jets 43-32, and that never happened again. That was before football ruled television. That was 1968.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.